Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. Thank you guys very much for listening to the sound of my voice, and I wish you peace, love, and happiness during this time. I am currently recording this podcast today up in the mountainy area of Northern Virginia. Well, I'm kind of Western Virginia. We're in Massanutten, taking a little family vacation, a little family break. This is the first time we've been able to get out and do something like with my wife and my in-laws and a couple of other family members, and having a blast up here. Actually, just relaxing. I'm going to be honest, not really doing much of anything. Just kind of taking a break, unplugging. Haven't been on social media too much this week. I've really just been taking it easy and, you know, drinking. So how's everybody else's week been going? How is everybody doing? I hope everyone is staying safe. We're hearing news reports all around the country about the number of coronavirus cases still climbing. We've hit a grim milestone in the U.S. of having, what, 300,000 cases of coronavirus now? So one thing I want to say is that there's people that's still trying to debunk coronavirus as a myth in the first place. Like, people are going to numbers. I saw a report about the number of deaths that happened in the year 2019 versus the number of deaths that we're having in this year. And apparently we are on pace, we're on track to have the same number of deaths in 2019 as we are going to have in 2020. There's people just saying that there's not really that many people dying from the disease, so we should just get back to normal. Everything should open back up. Let me tell you something. I don't for one second believe that when you're talking about humans' lives and you're talking about number of deaths, it all seems very trivial the way that some people are talking about this thing. People are talking about it as if, okay, yeah, a couple hundred thousand people died last year. A couple hundred thousand people are going to die this year from it. So it's not that big of a deal. Like, we just need to go back to normal. Do people not understand that people that have contracted coronavirus and recovered, a lot of them, their lives are never the same. Like, they've got ongoing issues that they have to deal with, some cardiovascular issues or some neurological issues, breathing issues. I mean, this thing is affecting everybody different, and nobody's having like the same kind of things that happen after you get this virus and recover from it. There are some people that's going to need like medical treatment for the rest of their lives because they've contracted this coronavirus. So just be careful. I would say, as we make this push to try to quote unquote get back to normal, there are some people in this country that are going to be really negatively affected by coronavirus. I, for one, do not believe it's a hoax, and I'm not drinking like any Kool-Aid or anything like that. I just don't believe that people are taking this thing serious enough. Like, this is, people are trying to politicize it. People are trying to make it like it's a left versus a right thing, or Democrat versus Republican thing. Look, the entire planet has been affected by this. Other countries got in front of this when it was surging, and they did what they had to do, and their cases are now like down almost to nothing. The first time that I've been hearing that the United States is not welcome in European Union countries. Like, we can't go visit other countries as part of the EU because we can't get coronavirus under control. Now, that's not a left or a right thing. That's a human thing. And we've shown that leadership is lacking in this country, and we don't know what we're doing with this particular pandemic. So other countries don't trust us, and that's the truth. Some people are saying that this is just a hatched scheme to try and go against Donald Trump. Like, no, like, the entire planet has had to deal with this. Some countries have dealt with it better than others, and we are obviously on the end that has not dealt with this good at all. So, man, this, I don't know. We're just in a rush to get back open, and that's one of the things I do not agree with. So, anyway, had to take a drink of coffee here. Yeah, this is live and direct, y'all. This is not with the, I don't have any of my normal editing tools that I normally have when I do my podcast. Like, we literally just kind of packed up clothes for a week. I did pack up some cigars, some wine, some alcohol, If you go follow me on Corsi the Wine Lover on Instagram, you'll see some pictures of some of the stuff that I bought because I am sharing stuff on Instagram. And man, we just a relaxing time, and this is one of the times that we get to recharge, refocus, reset, and recommit. That's kind of what I'm part of. A business called RRR 24/7 or 247. So, and I think everybody needs to do that every now and again. You need to reset, refocus, and get yourself recommitted. And that could go with anything in life. That could go with schooling. That could go with your business. That could go with the news cycle that we're currently in right now. So I would encourage everyone, as soon as you get a chance, if you have not had the chance to, go take some time and relax and recharge and recalibrate. So, all right, there's my talk about the coronavirus. What I want to talk about today is enthusiasm and what should be or what could be driving certain people. I know for me, this chance to unplug, this rest, this is a perfect opportunity for my to increase my enthusiasm about my business, about Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, which I encourage everyone to visit. Man, we just got this other product called Blue Scorpion Peptide. And let me tell you something else, man. Having this business and having this area where I have all of these products that I have that I can potentially advertise to people, you find out some brand new stuff, man. I did not know that people milked scorpions for their venom. I know we did it to snakes. And I don't know if you've seen the picture where somebody like grabs a snake by the head and gets its mouth open and they've got like this big tube and they force the snake's fangs through the little covering inside the tube. So when the venom comes out, they can collect it. But they kind of do the same thing for scorpions. Grab its tail and you kind of milk the scorpion and you get the venom. Apparently the venom has some healing properties for us people. And if you want to go check out my website, it's 9w6e.com. And I've got a tab under there for the Blue Scorpion Peptide. Now, they've been using this stuff in Cuba for years. Their scientists have been studying it. And it really has some pain management qualities. Like people take it for pain management. And it's even being used in certain cancer treatments. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. Go to the website, read more about it. Funny thing, I was reading about some old Cuban farmers. They actually walk around and they have scorpions like on top of their head underneath their hats. Like they keep them as pets. And anytime that they start to feel any kind of pain or anything, they'll take the scorpion out, have them around the area that they feel pain, and they allow the scorpion to sting them. Because they're just taking the venom straight from the scorpion and they say it heals their pain. Like, it was crazy. Man, it's crazy. Just so much stuff out here. And something else I want to talk about today. Exposure. Exposure is such a huge thing. So let me take a quick break, play a commercial or two, pay some bills. I'm gonna go get some wine, and I'll be right back after this break. Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And what I want to touch on first, coming at you from McGaheysville, Virginia. I'm at one of the Massanutten resorts up here. Actually, very pretty. I mean, the view up here is amazing. I look out my window and I see mountains, and at some points during the day, I don't know if it's clouds or if it's mist or something just kind of wafting off of the top of the mountain. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm gonna have to take a picture of it and put that on Instagram too. Don't forget, go follow me at Corsi the Wine Lover on Instagram to kind of keep it. That's where I do most of my social media. But anyway, what I want to talk to about first is enthusiasm. Now, I was on one of my business calls with one of my partners, and I heard just a beautiful analogy for the word enthusiasm. So, if you look at the spelling of enthusiasm, the last four letters, IASM. And the way that it was told is that those last four letters are an acronym for I am sold myself. So, think about when you get into any kind of venture, a new venture, an old venture, your marriage, your relationship with your children, anything. Are you sold on that yourself? And when you are sold, you have enthusiasm. If it's something that you're doing and you're not too excited about it, you don't have that fever for it, that enthusiasm, maybe it's because you haven't sold yourself on it. So if you're getting to like a new business venture, and the way that you get into new business ventures is also being told is you got to go all in. You can't just dip your toe in and just kind of figure it out and be kind of halfway in. You got to go full throttle with that thing. You got to have that enthusiasm. And to have that enthusiasm, you have to be sold on it yourself. So remember the last four letters in the word enthusiasm. I am sold myself. And then when you go out there, sell yourself on that thing that you're getting into because enthusiasm is contagious. I'm pretty sure that you've noticed people who are really enthusiastic about something. And if you hang around that person long enough, before long, you'll start to notice that your enthusiasm level rises. You kind of get excited, even if it's something that you might not even like, something that you might not even be or want to be involved in. You might even find yourself leaning towards investigating what that person is talking about because they're so enthusiastic about it. And that person is sold, and that is transferring over to you. So, I want to encourage you when you go out for this next week coming up, do everything with enthusiasm. If you're looking to build a tribe, if you're looking to influence other people, if you're looking to leave that mark, leave that legacy, do it with enthusiasm. And by doing it with enthusiasm, not only will you sell yourself on it, you'll sell others around you. It's contagious. So, like I said, I heard that on a business call. I wanted to share that because I never heard that before. And that's the truth. That enthusiasm will to get all around to other people and get other people excited. And if you're excited, then you'll excite five other people, and then they'll go excite 20 other people, and on. So, like with this wine business that I'm in, like so exciting. Just got notification that my shipment for my next month for the month of July. Well, yeah, we're in July. The month of July shipment is on its way. And there's just something about knowing that you're getting four bottles of wine. In my case, four bottles of wine. You could always get more, but not knowing exactly what you're getting, but knowing that it's going to be some fine wines, knowing that it's going to be good, knowing that I've gotten what, six or seven shipments from this business, and none of the wines that I've received I've disliked. Like I've liked everything that's been shipped out. And that ties into the next thing that I want to talk about, exposure. And I would talk about how important exposure is, not only for development of younger people, but even as you get older, that exposure is so important. So, since we're talking about wine, normally go to the grocery store, people look up maybe a bottle of wine, they look at $9 price tag, $12 price tag, and they go home and they drink it and they think that they've got something good. They think that they've got some wine. Let me tell you. Once you join, or once you get involved, or once you get exposed to a business like the wine business that I'm in, and you start to experience a fine wine, you'll never want to go back to the grocery store wines. Because let me tell you the difference. The grocery store wines, a lot of those are just mass produced. They're like glorified punches with a little bit of sugar and additives. They've got sulfites added into them. Now, a lot of people, when they drink wine, they might get a headache. The headache is caused from them sulfites. And the sulfites are they're a way to artificially preserve the wine. And that stuff doesn't go with us. Now, fine wines, or wine that's produced the proper way, they still have sulfites added in them, but they're added naturally. The process is done over time. One thing to explain about fine wines: when you get a bottle of actually good wine, by the time you get it in your hand, the production process for that wine has been going on for 4, sometimes maybe even 5 years, sometimes maybe even longer. A lot of grocery store wines, you get them, and year after year they taste the same. Like they don't change. It's like Coca-Cola, it's like Pepsi, it's like Sprite, like that, it never changes. But you get a fine wine, and probably something I'm gonna do a video on my YouTube channel. You do something called a vertical tasting. Get one wine from a particular year. Say you get a Sauvignon Blanc from 2017, and you get one particular vineyard, and you get the same exact vineyard from 2017 or whatever the next year up or down from the one that you have, and you taste both of those kind of back to back to do a comparison, and you'll see that those wines actually taste different because the process that goes into creating fine wines is a different procedure than just mass producing glorified punches that you get in your at your grocery store. So take that exposure concept to anything. Like when you try to do something for the first time and it scares the crap out of you, once you do it one, two times, it becomes it might become natural, but you become used to it. You're no longer scared of it. That thing becomes a part of you because you've gotten exposed to it and you've gotten used to it. Over 4th of July weekend this year, my son has some sparklers. He had never dealt with sparklers before, and he was deathly afraid of holding one because he didn't know what it was going to do. It wasn't like the big deal. Let me tell you something. The next day, July 5th, he was asking for sparklers. Like, he wanted to have them in his hand. Like, I mean, it's crazy what that exposure will do for you. That exposure is such a blessing. And what I would encourage everybody to do is go out and expose yourself to something that, wow, when I say that out loud, that kind of sounds funny. Go get exposure from different things or something that you might not normally expose yourself to. Like, it could be the difference between, I mean, I don't know. Wine is the first thing that pops into my mind. Coffee is something else that pops into my mind. Like, if you're just used to this one particular brand of coffee, take a chance. Go try something different, maybe. Even if you don't like it, you're not really losing anything, but you're gaining that exposure. Getting into real estate, get exposed to people that's already in the game that can give you some pointers and some tips. A lot of people, like I'm kind of studying real estate myself now because I want to get into that. But for years, I've always thought real estate is for rich people. Real estate is for people that already have a bunch of money saved up. They can jump into the game. I'm starting to find out that you don't necessarily have to have a whole bunch of money to jump into real estate. There's several ways that you can get into real estate and not have a whole bunch of money. Now, it's going to take some creativity. It's going to take some grit. It's going to take some elbow grease, yes, but you can still get into that game and then start to get exposed to people that are doing it on bigger and bigger levels. And then the more that you expose yourself to people that are doing something, that thing that you want to do, the easier it'll become for you. It'll become more natural. And then you can go get exposed to something else. You want to start painting. Like, go to like a wine and paint thing or something. You know, the no pressure things where people, well, I don't know if you could do it now because of coronavirus, but you know, there are groups that get together and like they just paint, and it's like non-judgmental. Like, if you come in there and paint stick figures, nobody's going to judge you for that because it's not a bunch of Picassos. It's just people that's painting. They might like to paint, they might suck at it, or they might not be good at it. I shouldn't say suck. But they're just doing it for the exposure, for the experience. So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. I want to talk to you about exposing yourself to broader and broader worlds. Like, that's the way that we grow. Experiences. That is the human experience, is to experience different things. And I know a lot of people, we've kind of gotten to like our ruts, we've gotten to our routines, and that's comfortable for us. But there's no growth in that comfort. So I'm encouraging everybody to go out and grow. get enthusiastic about something that you want to get into, get yourself sold on that, and then go out and experience. Get that exposure. Do something that might scare you. Do something every day that might make you feel that little tingle in the back of your chest. That might make you feel a little hesitant. That's how we grow. So that's what I wanted to leave with you guys. I'm gonna get back to drinking some wine. I'm eyeing this hot tub that we actually have in our bedroom. I'm gonna jump into that. So I'm gonna expose myself to the hot tub right quick. So for anybody that's listening, thank you guys very much for sticking with me. Even though I'm on vacation, I wanted to jump on and get you guys an episode out, a fresh episode. Sorry for the audio quality. I didn't bring like my microphone, my headphones, or nothing. Man, we just left. Man. So, but thank you very much for sticking with me. I hope you got value out of this. I hope you'll go get some experiences, get some exposure to some new things. Go spend a 30, 40 bucks on a bottle of wine if it's something that you've always looked at the store and just never thought that you should do that. Like, yo, there are people that drop $100, $200, $300 on a bottle of wine and they do it on a regular basis. Man, let me tell you, one of the wines that I got in my shipment, it was a $400 bottle of wine and it was sold exclusively at Morton's Steakhouse. Now, Morton's discontinued the wine, so the business that I'm part of, the wine business that I'm part of, they bought up everything that they had. So it's called the Gloaming, and it's a Cabernet Sauvignon. I think it was a 2014 vintage. And let me tell you, that is probably the best Cabernet Sauvignon I've ever tasted in my life. And I find myself saying that more and more because every time I try something different, I'm like, oh my God, this is like, it blows my mind. And for me, I would have never got into it. I wasn't even thinking about trying to drink wine because I thought that was once again for rich people. Or I would go to the grocery store and I would get like that $5, $6, $7 bottle of wine, and I would think I was doing something. So, experiences, guys, go out there and get some exposures. I'm gonna get back to my vacation. Thank you guys very, very much. Don't forget, check me out on my blog, Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. I'll leave a link for it in the show notes so you can find it there. But I want to thank you guys very much. And I'll see you in the next one with my usual audio quality and other things going on. So, y'all have an excellent week. Thank you.